Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Oh, we've got a great show for you this morning. It's going to be a gorgeous day. Okay, it's going to be hot. It's going to be humid. We'll have some isolated showers, partly sunny skies, and then we might even have some thunder showers tomorrow. Yes, indeed, that's possible. Thunder showers, heavy rainfall possible. Now, they say the heat index could make this feel like 100 degrees at some point this weekend. We'll see how things go. That remnant low that was Ella is cutting off the trades, and that's why the heat, you can already feel it. It's very humid, but it's a great day to play a round of golf. At Makalei, there's a 928. Poipu has a 1030. Kapolei, an 853. By the way, Royal Hawaiian Country Club is closed. Closed until mid-fall for renovation. We're going to talk with Ron Syrak. He's at the U.S. Women's Open. Michelle Wee moved up the leaderboard right after we thank the people who make this show possible.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Star Protection. For property threat and risk assessment, protection for your home or business, for your concert or special event like the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. Get the Star Team on your property. Star Protection is what you need in Hawaii and California. Alert Alarm of Hawaii, providing closed-circuit television surveillance systems for both commercial and residential customers across Hawaii. These systems can be monitored anywhere in the world on your laptop or smartphone. Alert Alarm of Hawaii, your Kama'aina video surveillance company. Also by Creative Plumbing. Whether a building, shopping center, store, custom home, or townhouse, call Creative Plumbing, because it has to be done right. Creative Plumbing. Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, hosted PGA of America Grand Slam of Golf for over 10 years. An outstanding golf course for golfers of all abilities. The Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Gem.
Speaking of the Grand Slam of Golf, PGA of America is not going to hold the Grand Slam of Golf at the Trump National Golf Club in Los Angeles. A new host site hasn't been determined. Of course, Hawaii is vying for the opportunity, because at Poipu Bay, they played the Grand Slam of Golf from 1994 to 2006. It was also played at Kauai Lagoons in 1991. Wouldn't that be something? Of course, they've only got 3 months to get this all together. Let's bring in Ron Syrak, senior writer for Golf Digest. He's at the U.S. Women's Open in Lancaster. Is it Lancaster? Ron Syrak, welcome to the show.
Spoken like a true native. Yes, it is. It is Lancaster.
Yeah, it's spelled like Lancaster, guys, but it's Lancaster. Okay. Author of the books Every Shot Must Have a Purpose and Game Before the Game and Play Your Best Golf Now, all available, of course, at Amazon.com. He is the only man, I believe, who's won the PGA of America, or received, rather, you don't win this necessarily, you're the recipient of the PGA of America Lifetime Achievement in Journalism and the MGWA Golf Journalism Award, the Link Worden Golf Journalism Award recipient. Are you the first man to win both of these in the same year?
Yes. Yes, I am. Yeah. I think they're trying to tell me that I should step aside now.
It's time for you to become the historian?
Yeah, pretty much.
I don't think so.
Speaking of history, if Chella Choi birdies the last hole, she's playing number 18 right now, she will shoot a 62, which would be a women's U.S. Open 18-hole scoring record.
Wow. Wow. So, that's quite an accomplishment. Tell us about this Lancaster Country Club. What's this golf course like?
Well, you know, it's hilly, it's lush, it's somehow William Flynn managed to design a golf course that has 15 uphill holes. I don't know how that's physically possible, but a lot of approach shots are uphill. A lot of tee shots go into the sides of slopes. It is a great old course. You know, William Flynn did Shinnecock, he did Marion, he worked on the Country Club, he did Cherry Hills, and he was greenkeeper at Marion when he started building this course in 1919, and Marion's only about 60 miles away from Lancaster, and he essentially tweaked the course for the rest of his life until he died in 1945. It was really one of the hidden gems in the country.
And, what a resume.
I'm sort of glad that they're here.
Didn't you play that course when you were going to college?
Yeah, I went to Franklin and Marshall College in this town, and I played it back in the early 70s. And it's—I always loved it. I thought it was a really good golf course.
Yeah, William Flynn is the architect we're talking about. He actually, I understand, in high school he competed against Francis Ouimet.
Yeah.
So he was he was a contender.
And I think, you know, I always felt that he was never really got his full just due as being one of the great architects. You know, I mean, he's certainly in that group of people with Tillinghast and Ross back then who made some just true gems of golf courses.
And we always hear their names, but this is, William Flynn was new to me, so very excited to learn this. Now, the modern architects, you were talking on Golf Channel this week about the canted, or for those who don't know what that, the sloped fairways.
Right.
Why did the modern architects move away from this? It was prevalent back then.
Yeah, you know, I'm not entirely sure why that is, because it really required skill shot making. If you had a tilted left to right fairway, then it was demanding that you hit a hook into it and draw it back right to left to maintain the slope of the fairway, and the opposite way too, you know, which would really create a golf course that would force you to hit the ball both ways all the way around. I'm not sure why they went away from that. That's certainly, I think probably, I know that was at the Olympic Club in 98 when they had the U.S. Open there. They had problems with the 17 fairway that because it was canted, no one could keep the ball in the fairway and everything was ending up in the rough. And it may have to do with, as we started mowing fairways shorter and shorter, it made those fairways, those canted fairways, less practical.
Ah, got it. Interesting group of women. I mean, to see the leaderboard and to see who didn't make the cut, I was surprised that when you were talking on Golf Channel, I go back to your, you said that you thought the long hitters would have the advantage, and here we have Suzanne Pedersen out, and that surprised me.
Yeah, and you know, and if you look at the leaderboard here, it's a real mix of long hitters and short hitters. Morgan Pressel's a short hitter. Gee, Jane Park hits it nowhere. Jane Park is dead last in the field in driving average. She's hitting at 211 yards, and she's a 2 under par through 36 holes. But yeah, there was a group. There were several major championship winners: Christy Kerr, Suzanne Pedersen, Anna Nordqvist. You know, Katrina Matthews, who did not make the cut here this weekend.
And yet we have Kari Webb. she's amazing. What is about Kari Webb's swing that gives her this longevity in the game?
Kari's one of the three best ball strikers that I've ever seen in the women's game. I mean, I would say Beth Daniel. There was a player named Kelly Robbins a while back who had some injury problems. And Kari Webb. Kari can do things with a golf ball that very, very few players can. She's one of those players who can work it both ways, work left to right, right to left. She really compresses the ball, so she can spin it really well. You know, she's won 7 major championships in something like 40 tournaments. So, you know, I always thought Kari, if Kari had played with the same focus that Annika Sörenstam played with, she might have won 100 tournaments. But Annika was completely, totally obsessed to being the best golfer in the world. And while Kari always loved the game and loved playing it and stuff, you know, she didn't have quite that same fire that Annika did. But she's just simply one of the best ball strikers I've ever seen.
Fantastic. Well, it's something about her swing that doesn't hurt her body. And I think that's one of the gems of finding the swing that doesn't cause injuries is one of the keys to keeping yourself in this game for as long as Kari Webb has managed to stay in the game and in contention. Michelle Wee, on the other hand, has been injury plagued this year, and she managed to pull it out with a 68 after the 72, brought herself up at least at the end of yesterday, tied for 12th. How is her game right now? How is she looking to you?
Well, she certainly got better on yesterday than she did the first day, but you know, she's still. I am really watching her on the range. She's not comfortable yet, and I, you know, it's hard to figure out how much of that has to do with her injuries or not. Right now, she's battling bursitis in her left hip, She has her left ankle very, very heavily taped. And you know, she's had a lot of injuries in her career. And you know, she said earlier in the week, I've just had like one too many injuries. And we were all looking forward to this year because we sort of thought winning the U.S. Open last year would be the beginning of Michelle finding another gear and starting to really fulfill the promise that we were all looking for. But the injuries became another setback. When she came back from this hip injury, she missed 2 out of 3 cuts. But she does look like she's getting it back. And I felt that this golf course was going to be a good golf course for her because, like I said, long hitters, it should favor her.
Mm-hmm.
But she started out with a par today, and you know, we'll see if she puts another red number up there. I think the leaders are going to come backwards, and if she just gets a little bit under par, I still think 4 under par will win this golf tournament.
4 under, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, Marielle Galdiano. She's 5'2", and she's quick to tell you that she gets her power from her legs. She hits it 270 yards, and she made the cut. She's from Hawaii. She's an amateur. This is her third U.S. Women's Open. Have you had a chance to see her play?
I saw her hit a couple of shots, and you're exactly right that she does. She drives through the ball with an enormous amount of power, and she was one of the people who went off early today and put up a 71, which is a very, very, very respectable number on this very difficult golf course.
It's a par 70. What is it, 6,000? I think I wrote the number, 6,000.
Today it's playing 6,321.
63. It's a little, yep. And the weather, it rained out on Thursday, but it's been sunny. It's holding. The forecast is looking good.
Yeah, we had about 18 minutes of raining as hard as you can ever imagine it raining. And I know living in Hawaii, you know what that's like. And on Thursday evening, and that came on top of, they've had 8 inches of rain here in the last month on this golf course. So it was already soft. The course has dried out very, very well. Probably the one thing that they don't have right now that they'd like is the greens don't quite have the speed that they probably would like them to have. But still, with the hole locations that they can have on these devilish greens, you got a 5-foot putt, and if you're downhill or side hill, you're really not trying to make that putt. You're trying to just get it close to the hole.
Wow, and that's on a 5-foot putt. Brooke Henderson, she's trying to get her card on the money. She made the cut. She's playing well?
Well, she's not having a particularly good day today. I mean, she's a couple over, but yes. She needs this. You know, this is the richest purse in women's golf, and she's trying to. Yes, she has to finish top 40 on the money list, and she's limited to 6 sponsor exemptions. Plus, the U.S. Open doesn't count. She's in here because of a top 10 finish last year. The Women's British Open doesn't count. She only has this one, the Women's British, and one more sponsor exemption to try to get in there. So she really could use a big check this week.
Yeah, she's a really cute young lady. The way she plays, she's just phenomenal. It's great watching her. When she's on, she's really on. Someone who went right off the charts, and I just wanted to bring this up because I thought it was interesting. I don't think a lot of people realize how much work the USGA does. I'm talking about the caddy who walked into a rules office. It was empty. He saw something. He took a picture. He was disqualified. A caddy, disqualified. What is inside those rules rooms that he would have seen to take a picture of that would have given his player an advantage?
Well, the USGA, unlike the LPGA, dots the greens. So when you're playing, like you're playing in the first round, your caddy will walk around and look and find the dot for the second round and know where the hole location is going to be the next day. And USGA doesn't do that. USGA also likes to play mind games with players and move tee boxes all over the place. So what he found was the course setup notes for the entire week, all the pin positions for all 4 rounds, and all the way the holes were going to be set up for all 4 rounds.
Oh.
And he got caught taking a cell phone photo of it.
He says he's going to tell his side of the story. I mean, it seems pretty cut and dry. You don't cheat.
Well, let's put it this way. On Wednesday, this happened on Tuesday, And in fact, yeah, I broke that story that he'd been a caddy DQ'd, which I had never heard of before. But so that happened on Tuesday. On Wednesday, the USGA has their annual press conference, and Diana Murphy, the president of USGA, or the vice president of USGA, the head of the competitions committee, was in here. She was asked about that statement, and she was asked, could this be a misunderstanding? And she was unequivocal. She said, we found the caddy who was trying to gain information for his player that was not going to be available to the rest of the field.
Mm.
And that's a pretty cut and dried way of putting it. So the USGA is not backing off at all.
No, well, to have all 4 days of the tee box locations, hole locations, that's cheating. That's
and
not
you know,
right.
They will. The USGA does love to do things, and I agree with this, because they want players to have to think on the fly. They'll like to do things. On a par four, they may move a tee box up 80 yards. You know, it may play 420 one day and 340 the next day. And they like to do that to make you have to rethink your club selection and what are you going to do? Do I now hit driver off this tee, and what's my approach club in? And so they like to play those mind games with players. So, yes, this would have given his player a real advantage. Fortunately for the player, Se-young Kim, who is right now leading for Rookie of the Year. She's won twice this year. She won in Hawaii, you'll remember.
Mm-hmm.
And fortunately, the information had not been passed on to her, you know. And if she had received the information, they could have disqualified her. But they did nothing. They did nothing to her because she had never benefited. There's no proof she benefited from the information.
Excellent. And when Ron Cyrak, the senior writer for Golf Digest, I'm talking with Ron right now, when he says rookie, she's actually not really a quote-unquote rookie in the sense that she's just starting out. She's been playing golf on the Korean tour for a long time, much like someone you may not know, Shiho Oyama. She's ranked 44th in women's world golf ranking. She's 37 and the 2006 money winner on the Japanese tour. So seeing her at the top of the leaderboard is exciting too, because it just shows the mix. A year from today, we're going to know who the Olympic contenders are going to be. So it's really starting to get exciting to see, you know, how this is all coming together and how golf is going to play in the Olympics. And I'm sure all of these women are working toward that goal to some degree.
Yeah, you know, I think it's finally started. You know, I mean, it had been just such a dream for so long about getting golf back into the Olympics. And there was the long battle to get it back into the Olympics. And then they finally did. And now, all of a sudden, we're coming to where, here it is, next year. And now the players are actually now starting to look at the rankings to see how see who would get in. I mean, if you went right now, the United States representatives would be Stacey Lewis, Brittany Lincecum, Christy Kerr, and Lexi Thompson.
And, that's a good team.
Yeah, that's a pretty good team. The South Korean team would be Indy Park, Hoo Joo Kim, So-yeon Ru, and Se-young Kim, the rookie we were just talking about. And, you know, and it's pretty, there's some pretty interesting names here. But boy, you're talking about two countries are going to get four players in, and then the rest of the countries are going to get two players in. So there's not that many spots. So, and the honor of this being the first time since 1904 that golf's been in the Olympics, and to be able to be a part of that history-making thing is making this especially meaningful to the players. They really want to be there.
Excellent. I have one final question. I'm just curious. Scott Stallings, he realized the DHEA that he was prescribed by his doctor because of his fatigue was against the rules. It was a substance that is illegal. He went forward, said, I've done wrong, and he's been suspended. Do you think there is a lot of illegal, and I mean that in the sense of what is allowed to be used by the Olympics in the women's game?
I don't have any indication that there is. You know, and look, from the moment drug testing came into effect in 2008, and the reason drug testing came into effect in golf was to get golf into the Olympics, to make it Olympic eligible. But all the agents that I talked to were less worried about performance-enhancing drugs, and they were worried about recreational drugs, you know? You've got a bunch of 20-some-year-olds out here, you know, and they were worried that, there would be some suspensions because of that, because you are tested for recreational drugs as well. But, you know, I always thought with golfers, roid rage might be good for a middle linebacker in football, but it doesn't really help if you're trying to make a 4-foot putt, you know? So, I mean, it would more be like things like beta blockers and stuff like that. But yeah. I thought Nick Price experimented with beta blockers back in the 90s, and he didn't like it, you know? And, I don't think there's really any reason to think that that there's any sort of problem here. And as I said, the only reason they're testing is so they can be in the Olympics.
Absolutely. Ron Cyrak, senior writer for Golf Digest, thanks so much for being on the show.
Danielle, always a pleasure.
Thank you. Aloha. We're going to come back and talk with Joey Tadeo. Joey has the Aloha Golf Center in Hawaii. Now, Joey has the Aloha Golf Center Las Vegas, our ninth island. We'll be back with him right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens.
Your plumbing can't wait.
It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight.
Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii.
Big business or high rise, retail store, or home, you need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
Star Protection Agency, providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Licensed and bonded. Property guard and patrol services. Loss prevention. Star Protection provides the security you need with the industry-leading internet-based reporting system. One call does it all. 532-3911. Or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned with people you trust.
Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
And welcome back. We're going to have a great conversation with Joey Tadeo. Kelly Hines comes up. Bob Bupka is going to talk to us about the Trump situation. And Roland Marullo, he's got 10 Commandments of Golf Etiquette. It's a great little book. But first, Joey Tadeo, owner of Aloha Golf Center, and now Aloha Golf Center Las Vegas. Welcome to the show.
Thanks a lot, Danielle.
I mean, this is so cool. You're in Aloha Golf Center, Las Vegas. It's at 9440 West Sahara Avenue for everyone listening in Vegas. Is it Summerlin? It's close to the Canyon Gate Country Club, TPC Las Vegas, Badlands, and the JW Marriott Las Vegas, kind of in that area?
Yeah, it's pretty centralized, in a centralized area in Summerlin. And as a lot of Vegas people know, as a lot of Hawaii people who go to Vegas know, there's a lot of golf courses in that proximity.
So it's perfect. So, you know, if I get to Vegas, there's something wrong with my clubs, and I get to go straight to Aloha Golf Center Las Vegas and get everything fixed.
Yeah, there was definitely a need for what we do. You know, after scoping the area out in a few trips, we felt like the services that we offer would definitely be beneficial to Las Vegas golfers and maybe to golfers who are visiting the Ninth Island.
Yes, I love it. Okay, Joey Tadeo, owner of Aloha Golf Center on Kalani Street, second floor. That's the City Square Shopping Center near the DMV. They've got lessons, club fitting. First opened as a small shop, then he needed a bigger space. And now, of course, he's got Aloha Golf Center Las Vegas, and that's in Summerlin. It's at 9440 West Sahara Avenue. Tell us a little bit about the things that you do offer at Aloha Golf Center Hawaii and Las Vegas.
Well, you know, our bread and butter is club fitting. So we definitely want to give you like a tour level fitting experience. There's not too many shops in Hawaii or in Las Vegas that offer a personalized club fitting where you get very specific down to the finest detail. Most of the time when you go to like a big box retailer, they'll give you a generalized idea, and you know that's really not too beneficial for the golfer. So we offer personalized club fitting. We offer very specific types of club repair. In addition to regripping and reshafting, we can do very fine-tuning things to your clubs. We offer lessons. We do retail. We do apparel. We do accessories. Pretty much everything. We want to be, you know, a small one-stop golf shop. A lot of us call us a golf boutique, and you know, I'm good with that because we do offer some, you know, exotic products too from Japan. That people who like Japanese products, they come to see us and come to look at the eye candy also.
That's like the Fujikura shafts.
Yeah, we do Fujikura, we do Mitsubishi. We specialize in graphite design. A higher end line called Basilius, and we recently became a dealer for a brand called Seven Dreamers, which those shafts start at over $1,000. You know, it's not for everyone, but it's for the person who wants the best.
I didn't know a shaft could cost $1,000.
Yeah, with Seven Dreamers, they go up to $100,000 for one shaft, if you can believe that. Yeah.
Wow. Now, oh my goodness, is that a shaft for the driver, or is that shafts for all of your clubs?
It's primarily for wood, so you can do it for a driver or a fairway wood.
Wow, that is amazing. You're also you also specialize in fitting Bettinardis. You're certified for the Bettinardi, and what are the other clubs that you are? You know, you're the dealer for.
We're Bettinardi Fitter, so we do a lot of the stock Bettinardi stuff, and we also bring in some of the limited stuff, you know, like one of 500, one of 100 sometimes. Really cool stuff that Mr. Bettinardi puts out every so often that really appeal to collectors. But we also deal in a lot of the mainstream brands. We do Callaway, we do Titleist, we do Nike, we do Cobra, all those major lines, TaylorMade. And then we also do some of the more known Japanese brands, Mizuno. We do Miura, Epon, for those guys who like those high-end forged clubs. And we recently became a Honma dealer for those guys with you know, tons of money who like the best.
You know, and it seems to me that if you go to Vegas and you score, that's a perfect place to say, hey, I'm going to go spend my money.
Definitely, you know, win it big and then come over and buy a new set.
That's the Aloha Golf Center, Las Vegas in Summerlin, and it's at 9440 West Sahara. If you're here in Hawaii, he's at 1286 Kalani Street, second floor. That's right by the DMV. It's a City Square shopping center. It's just above Young's Fish Market, in case you go there for your Hawaiian food, which is really, really good. I love when we had our EWGA clinic, the club fitting and putting. I like the camera that shows you exactly how the club head is passing. And how, what you're doing with your hands, you know, are you twisting to the left, to the right? That, do you have that at both locations?
We have that one at the Hawaii location. We're currently researching different new putting machines that can analyze that, but we haven't really determined which one would be the best for the Summerlin location, just because we're a little bit smaller size in Summerlin. So I'm discussing it with my partners and with my general manager in Las Vegas. If you weren't aware, Stacey Ammon, he's a PGA, longtime PGA golf pro. He's up there. He's moved up there to run the store.
Oh, okay. So TJ Kua is still here. I thought maybe we were sending TJ to Vegas.
TJ, so we rotate out to supplement, you know, assisting Stacy up there. So I'm back here. TJ is going to go up on Sunday. He'll be up there for a little over a month to to learn the operation and to assist customers up there.
Fantastic. You travel. You're all over the world looking for the newest, the most interesting, the best new technology. How often do you travel to Japan?
I travel usually about twice a year, which is sometimes more than I like. I think I've flown just from January close to 50,000 miles already.
Wow.
So, yeah, coming back to Hawaii after building out the Las Vegas store is a treat. I'm very happy to be home and experiencing this this nice weather, or maybe this not so nice weather this weekend.
This weekend's going to be interesting. Not to be surprised by thunderstorms tomorrow, some unbelievable downpours, high humidity, and possibly feeling like, I don't know if it's, today it's hard to imagine that it could feel like it's 100, although the humidity when I was outside, I could feel that the heat, it's just this, the heat index is what they're talking about, not the actual temperatures. So you were just back from the Japan Golf Fair when we talked, and you were on your way to Taiwan. Do you find that in Asia, that's where all of the new ideas are coming from in the golf industry, rather than from, let's say, the UK or from Carlsbad with the centers of production?
Well, you know, definitely Asia is known for their manufacturing. You know, China, most of the U.S. manufacturers, they do all their titanium driver heads in China because they have, first of all, the most cost-effective manufacturing, and also they have the best casting and forging methods for titanium. So,
wow.
Yeah, it comes out of you know, China. Japan is always known for quality products and, you know, top-notch R&D. So I like to go down to Japan to the golf show and to visit the factories and see what kind of technology comes out. But I would say definitely the U.S. is probably the front runner right now for a lot of technologies. And I was just at Callaway and Cobra in Carlsbad a few months ago before my trek up to Las Vegas to go and visit and see what the latest products are. So, you know, if I had to pick one or two, I would say, you know, Japan and the U.S. probably have the best products right now.
What's got any tips on what's coming out of Carlsbad?
You know, Callaway is really coming out with some nice products. That not to go into too much detail, but you know, they already have a lot of great things that are adjustable, where you can move the center of gravity, basically to help you optimize your spin and your launch to help with distance. But I think they're coming out with some new wedges with new groove technology to help you get that tour level spin. A lot of interesting stuff that maybe I shouldn't be talking about yet. But
I got it.
Yeah, most people can look forward to it. It's right around the corner. So yeah, look forward to seeing some great products from them. And I know some of the other manufacturers from Carlsbad coming out with some really awesome products, too.
It's really hard on the consumer right now because there used to be a show, you know, twice a year. But the real product launches were in the fall. You know, you started seeing the stuff. And then in January, there would be the PGA show. And the hot list would come out in February. So now it seems like they're coming out with things, so we never know. If I buy this, is something better going to come?
Well, I think you're going to see the trend was, you know, manufacturers were coming out with new products every 6 months.
Yeah.
And you're going to see them start going away from that. Just because some of the consumers have lost a little bit of faith with that. You know, I bought this 6 months ago and it's outdated now. So the life cycles you're going to see are going to start getting longer. 1 year to 2 years for a lot of products, and they're going to keep with staggered launches just to supplement different products. So, you know, you're not going to see 5 driver models released all in one season, all in the fall time. You're going to see maybe 2 or 3 models in the fall time, and then another 1 or 2 in the spring, just to keep it fresh. But you're also going to see longer life cycles. So you're not going to have a $500 driver that's on sale for $199 in 6 months.
It was very frustrating, and it made a lot of people very angry.
It did make a lot of people frustrated, and it made them reluctant to buy new products. They would just wait until it was marked down.
Yeah.
I think the industry saw that, and they're responding to it, and I'm glad because it helps us retailers, and it's also good for, you know, for the longevity of the game.
I love it. This is Joey Tadeo. He's the owner of Aloha Golf Center in Hawaii, where you can get Honma, Miura, Mizuno, Bettinardi, and all of the, I mean, really expensive things that you'd like to put. People don't understand how important just the shaft for your club is. We always think about the head and adjusting the head and the da-da-da, but it's really the shaft, and because how it bends based on your swing speed and all of that stuff is what Joey Tadeo and his team, Stacy Ammon and TJ Kua and Adam and Derek and all the guys that are at Aloha Golf Center. You can find Aloha Golf Center on Facebook. And they have a really cool website. It's a beautiful website that you've made.
Well, you know, everything is web-based now. So we need to have something, you know, that's informational. I would say it's not overkill, but it's informational. It gives you a lot of insight on what we do. And it's pretty clear and concise where it'll help you find us or... If you have a question, you can ask us directly through the website, and we get a lot of that, too.
That's great. Joey Tadeo is owner of Aloha Golf Center at 1286 Kalani Street. That's near the DMV City Square Shopping Center. They're on the second floor, right above, yes, indeed, Young's Fish Market. And then now, it's a soft opening, but now there's the Aloha Golf Center Las Vegas in Summerlin, right on Sahara, and it's really close to all of these, you know, big golf courses, and you're just going to have so much fun going to the Ninth Island and checking out Aloha Golf Center Las Vegas before you go to Old Canyon Gate Country Club or TPC Las Vegas or Badlands Golf Club and all the courses that are right around in the neighborhood or the North Course or, you know, all the Truant courses that are all there. They're all there. So you're right in the middle of it. It's a pleasure talking with you, Joey. Thanks for the insight.
Danielle, thank you so much.
Aloha. We're going to come back and talk a little bit about a young lady, Kelly Hines, the head professional at Kauai Lagoons Golf Club. And it's so exciting. She was director of golf for a while at one golf course and the assistant of professional. And now she's head professional at Kauai Lagoons, a beautiful course on Kauai. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Alert Alarm of Hawaii provides CCT surveillance systems for both commercial and residential customers across Hawaii. These systems can be monitored via the internet from anywhere in the world on your laptop or smartphone. We can also monitor your video systems for you from our 24-hour local 5-Diamond Alarm Monitoring Center. Call Alert Alarm at 528-6407 for a free security evaluation and estimate. Alert Alarm of Hawaii. Your Kama'aina Video Surveillance Company. Security solutions for your peace of mind.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Hoipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club, but you don't know which one to choose?
That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to the Golf Club.
Mentioning Poipu Bay makes me think of these tee times, 10:30 and 12 o'clock, and there's 30 to 40% off two shirt racks filled with great shirts. Okay, that's at Poipu Bay, where juniors play free through August 31st, just like last year. Poipu Bay Golf Course once again offering its popular summer promotion, free golf for juniors, now to the end of August. So it's the Juniors Play Free Summer Program. It's for young golfers 6 to 17, accompanied by an adult, paying for a round of golf, of course. And it's the three-hole practice and play rate is that's excluded. That's a really cool practice and play that I talk about all the time. $30 gets you practicing, and you get a golf cart, and you get golf balls, and then you go play. So anyway, that's excluded. But that's a really fun thing to do after work. You just get to go practice and play. But for kids 6 to 17 playing with an adult, the kids play free. Yes, all the way till August 31st. And speaking of Kauai, let me just mention that over at Poipu Bay Golf Course, the U.S. Women's Amateur Sectional Qualifier was held. The participants were from across the state. And it was, of course, it was raining. And Aiko Leong of Honolulu shot 1-under-71 medalist. Marissa Chow of Honolulu earned the second spot after a one-hole playoff against Malia Nam of Kailua. Nam takes the first alternate spot. Mari Nishiura of Mililani takes the second. Leong and Chow, they move on to play in the U.S. Women's Amateur Championship. Yeah, at Portland Golf Club in Portland, Oregon, and that's August 10th through the 16th. Awesome. Yesterday's qualifier was one of about 20 held across the United States over the past few weeks. Now, let's go to Kauai. Let's go to Kauai Lagoons, an absolutely gorgeous golf course, one of Jack Nicklaus's beautiful creations, the Kiele course at Kauai Lagoons. And as it says on their website, it's a really cool website, the terrain lent itself so well to his vision that he made but a single change to the original design. Welcome to the show, head professional at Kauai Lagoons Golf Club, Kelly Hines.
Aloha, Danielle. How are you doing?
Excellent. I mean, I was looking at all the things that you've done in golf, going from one course to another. You were at Puakea, director of golf at Makaha. I guess that was before they closed Makaha to do the renovation, right?
Right.
And now you're on Kauai or at Kauai Lagoons. You're the golf coach at Kauai High School. I mean, would you come back to Oahu after living on Kauai?
No.
I saw this terrific picture of Kelly Hines, the head professional at Kauai Lagoons, and she's with two friends, and they looked like they were having so much fun going out to play. I wanted to jump on an airplane and just go to Kauai and play with them. Do you always have so much fun when you're playing golf?
I do. I do. We every time I go out, it's all about fun, and I'm just trying to get that elusive hole in one. Never had a hole in one, so that's all my goal. It's all I want to play golf for.
How many years have you been playing?
Oh my gosh, I've been in the golf business for over 40 years, and I've never had a hole in one.
That's not fair.
I mean, no, it isn't.
You know, because there's so many people, I had 11 hole-in-ones, you know. How did you do that? But tell us, okay, what's this, you know, truly, there is no secret to getting a hole-in-one. It's good bounces.
It is good bounces, and it's a lot of playing golf. You know, both my parents had over 5, and I think, you know, my brother Tommy, he probably had about 7 or 8.
Oh, do they rib you?
No, they don't.
Now, I was talking with somebody about Kauai Lagoons, and there was some chat about maybe having foot golf at Kauai Lagoons. Is that going?
Yeah.
Are you going to do that?
I keep pitching it to our marketing team, and we've got a great venue on the back nine where we could actually have full-on tailgating parties and just do the real football theme out there on the golf course.
And you're not getting it right. It's not getting through yet, huh?
No, not yet. But I keep trying every week.
Okay. Now tell us, you know, for the people who, foot golf, it's like foot golf. But I've seen pictures and I've seen video of foot golf, and it looks like a lot of fun.
It is. And, you know, the superintendent, when I told him about it, he's like, no way, not on our greens. And I'm going, no, 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 no. It's off on the side of the green. We put a big hole in there, and it's it's really great because they sell the kit and, you know, all you got to do is just get out there, put the hole, and you're good to go.
So for all the golf course superintendents, they're not talking about making a hole on your pristine green.
No, no.
The hole is on the side. And the object, tell us how it's played.
It's like soccer. You're just playing like soccer.
But you're playing against each other, or how many balls are involved here?
You can play a four ball, two ball, however many people go out. So you go in a foursome or a twosome, and each person has their ball.
Yeah,
and you're teeing it off, so you're kicking it off the tee box.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's just like golf, but it's kind of fun because it's, you know, the undulation, the mounds on the golf course comes into play, so it's challenging.
But you all four, let's say it's a foursome. So all four of you are running together at the same time, racing for the hole?
No, you don't have to race. you can walk.
Well, you know,
fun, though.
Speed golf is taking off. So let's
or what's that other show? The altered course.
Altered course. Yes, they've been on my show several times now talking about altered course, and it's fun. It gets the adrenaline going. It adds that sense of fitness for people, the young people who want to feel like they're going out and spending time, but they're getting fit in the process of being outdoors, which is what part of the appeal of foot golf. Okay, so the four of you have a golf ball. The first one to get the ball in the hole is the winner?
No, it's just like golf, the least amount of strokes.
Aha! So I kick my ball toward the hole that's over there, and then it comes to rest, and then I kick my ball again.
Yeah, just like we're playing golf.
Okay. Well, I just have to, you know, for the, you know, people just, you know, like me, you know, totally dumb. I'm asking you the questions because I want to be able to visualize this. Now, see, now it has appeal. Okay, so foot golf.
Yeah, it's a lot of exercise out there, but you know what is the new and up and coming, I think, coming up to golf is the golf board.
Oh, what's the golf board?
Have you seen the golf board yet?
No.
Oh, my gosh. It is so much fun. It's Laird Hamilton. Came up with this golf board and his friends, and it's like a surfboard, so you're surfing the earth.
Yes, I do know what you mean. Yes, it's. Yeah. Do you have one there?
No, we're going to be getting some in, but the Mackay Golf Course has it, and the Kukui'ula has it. So I got to play 9 holes, the front 9 at the Mackay with it, and it is so much fun. Riding in a golf cart now is boring.
Yeah, this is it's just adding so for the let's talk to the people who like to play traditional golf, you know. Kiele is 18 holes, and there's the Moana, the ocean side, is that I understand that your Moana or the ocean part of Kiele has 4 holes, which is actually the longest continuous stretch of ocean holes of any golf course in Hawaii.
Yes, absolutely beautiful.
Really, I've never been, so I want you to describe it for all the people so that they're desperate to go to Kauai Lagoons.
Well, Mr. Nicholas came over and redesigned the back 9 of the Kiele, and so he built 3 new holes. So 10, 11, and 15 is new. But when you make the turn from number 12 and when you come down 13, you're going to see the lighthouse, the ocean, coconut trees. And that's kind of our start of the holes. And that's that picture of us is on the green on number 13. And then when you make the turn, you're just going to see the whole mountain range. Oh, my gosh, so beautiful. The whole mountain range going up to Mount Ha'upu. The Naliwili Harbor, the south side of Kauai, and number 14 is our signature, par 3 hole. I'm calling my hole-in-one on that hole this year.
Good, yes.
And but it's absolutely beautiful, so it's along the ocean, and if you hit it left, you're definitely in the ocean. And then 15 is a tough par 4. It's a new one that Mr. Nicholas built, it's kind of deceiving. You think you have to hit it left, but you definitely want to stay right because everything slopes to the left, and then you're hitting to a green, and again, the ocean is on your left. And then you come around the corner, and then there's our beautiful 16, which is our signature hole, and that is all along the ocean. And you have to hit a great tee shot because either you're going to end up left in the ocean again, or if you hit a driver out there, if you don't hit it precise, you will end up either over the green or again in the ocean.
In the ocean.
Then there's another little lighthouse out there, and then it's Kalapaki Bay, and it's just beautiful. And you know, we got my dad's ashes out there on 16. He was the superintendent at Kauai Surf, and that's where my brother and I started our golf career.
Wow, that's so touching. That dad is there always.
Yeah, far out.
I was reading about the par 3 fifth. Nicholas called it one of the best holes anywhere.
Yeah, it is. It's
219 from the back, and the tee shot over mango and guava trees. I'm not sure I can get over.
Oh no. Yeah, that one is, that's on our front nine.
Ah.
That's the front nine.
Okay. So the Mauka side is that the, tell me which is the front, which is the back?
Mauka is front.
Mauka is the front nine. We were talking about the back nine earlier.
Correct.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Moana.
Yeah. Okay. And now, what part is Amen Corner, the Kauai Lagoon's version of Amen Corner?
That's when I just described, so 13, 14, 15, 16.
Okay, that's what I thought. Okay.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. Because I kind of raised on that property with Kauai Surf, and then when they reopened, they opened KLA back in 88, and so I've always known it as KLA, and I always go 1 through 18. And then when I came back in January, they're going, okay, KLA Mauka number 7, and then Moana number 8. I'm like, isn't that number 17 hole? What are you guys talking about? You're confusing me. So, yes, we're changing it back to 18 holes.
Fantastic. Well, voted one of the 12 most beautiful courses in the world by MSN Travel. Absolute pleasure meeting you, Kelly. I've got to come over to Kauai Lagoons and play.
Yes, anytime. Come on over. We're conveniently located right next to the airport.
Kelly Hines, you're a guest. Thanks a lot. Head professional at Kauai Lagoons. We got to talk some more. So when you have a special event coming up that you'd like to talk about, would you join me again, please?
Sure. Can I give a shout-out what we're doing?
Absolutely. That's what I need you to do.
Okay, perfect. July 25th, we have a free girls golf clinic that I'll be doing. It's Bring Your Daughter to the Course Week. That's happening. So we're going to start that from July 25th through July 31st. So all girls get to come out and play free, ages 7 through 18. And I'll be doing that golf clinic on Saturday from 8:30 to 9:30. And then we have our golf demo day, TaylorMade. Moses is coming over. So TaylorMade demo day is from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. And then on August 2nd, we're going to be doing the world's largest golf outing. So all the Billy Casper golf courses in the state will be doing that. And I believe part of the Troon Mackay golf course will also be doing the world's largest golf outing, and that's benefiting the Wounded Warriors Project. And our goal is to raise $1 million. Last year, we raised a little over $800,000.
Fantastic.
So Mackay is going to be doing theirs on August 1st. Ours is going to be on August 2nd at KLA, and Pu'akea will be August 3rd, and I believe Kaanapali will be on August 3rd. So, you know, lots of golf courses to play to, again, benefiting the Wounded Warriors Project.
And July 25th through July 31st, your girls' clinics, tell us exact, because I hear the clinic is on Saturday between 8:30 and 9:30, 7 through 18, right, girls? So July 25th through July 31st, what's happening within that week?
Your grandmother, auntie, uncle, dad can bring out the girls and they get to play free.
Girls play free.
Girl power.
Girl power. Thank you so much, Kelly Hines. Real pleasure talking with you.
Aloha, Danielle. Have a great day.
You too. We'll be back right after this. We're going to be talking with Bob Bupka. And we're going to see just what Bob thinks about this whole Donald Trump thing and what's happening in the world of golf. For instance, the Grand Slam of Golf has no home right now, and Hawaii would be very happy if it were here again. It's been played at Kauai Lagoons in 1991, and it was played for almost 12 years, I mean, from 1998 to 2006 at, of course, Poipu Bay Golf Course. So we'll talk with Bob right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
In the security business, trust is earned over time. That's why Star Protection Agency has grown to be the largest locally owned security company in Hawaii. We've earned a reputation as a common sense, highly responsive, cutting-edge security provider. Our clients know that we're watching out for them. We know that our fast response is what makes us a star performer.
And we'd like to thank our clients for their trust over the past 20 years.
Trust your security to the Star. Star Protection Agency.
Oh, man, will you look at that? It's right down the fairway. What a beautiful shot. Oh, man, can't be too happy about that one. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on The Golf Club.
Gotta correct myself. The Grand Slam of Golf was contested at Poipu Bay Golf Course from 1994 to 2006. All right. Bob Bupka, voice of golf and golf reporter on Talk Sport, the co-host of Grill Room Radio Show on TuneIn. This is anytime that you want, that you'd like to go to listen to the Grill Room Golf Show. It's on TuneIn. So you can listen to them on demand. There's a new show at the beginning of the week, and it's so much fun, and it's powered by Golf Week. And now, Bob, welcome to the show.
And welcome to you, Danielle, as I come to you live from the blackjack table at the Tropicana on the boardwalk in Atlantic City, New Jersey.
Well, I think that's a perfect place for you. Okay, the PGA of America is not holding the Grand Slam of Golf at Trump National. A new host is being sought. Hawaii is vying for the opportunity, and which is why I bring up the Grand Slam was played here over the last, you know, many years it was here before it went to Bermuda. And all of this because the PGA of America, PGA Tour, USGA, and LPGA wanted to make it perfectly clear that they did not agree with Mr. Trump after he implied the governing bodies of golf did agree with his statement that immigrants, illegal immigrants from Mexico, are all drug dealers, killers, rapists, and basically criminals, and that the Mexican government was sending them all north. I thought that was a blanket statement that just was offensive. But, and some other people did too, like Macy's, they decided to part ways. But I'm curious, Bob Bupka, you've been in the game for a long, long time in the golf business. Give me your take on this.
Well, you know, I know Donald personally, and I'm not saying that just to brag. Over the years, we've had the opportunity to meet him. Janice Self, the executive producer, and I actually had an opportunity to sit down and have lunch with Donald several years back. I felt bad that he made those statements. Now, from people that I know, he believes what he said is correct. But that has little to do with it. Feelings like that are meant to be kept to yourself. I applaud the PGA of America for the decisive action they took. And I'm speculating, but I feel very confident that the PGA Tour will not be playing at Doral. And that is just going to be that's a major headache, and not only for Trump, but it's also a major headache for the PGA Tour to try and find another facility, you know, that's world class. It is a World Golf Championship event. So they need a great golf course. They need the infrastructure because of the amount of corporate hospitality involved. And this hasn't been announced yet. But I think that the PGA Tour is going to take the same steps that the PGA of America has taken.
You know, we've heard most from the PGA of America because their events are, you know, are right on the doorstep. Unfortunately for the LPGA, you know, I'm thinking Lorena Ochoa, Lizette Salas, so many people from so many different countries just in general, they're going to be playing at a Trump course for the Ricoh British Open, a women's open, because there's just not enough time.
Right, Danielle. I mean, you just can't switch golf courses. And the mysterious part of Donald Trump's statement, his clothing line, the Donald Trump clothing line, is manufactured in Mexico. So when you analyze it, it doesn't make complete sense, that's for sure.
You know, and the thing we all expected somehow for him to maybe backpedal a little bit on that, you know, but
no, he doesn't know. Donald doesn't know what that word means. Believe me. And just think, I'm excited because we have the prospect of having a president of the United States where it's 100% guaranteed that his ego will not get bigger if he gets sworn in, because Donald Trump's ego can't get any bigger.
It's interesting that you, the thing about him is whatever he's thinking, he says it whether or not there's fact to base what he's saying on.
Yeah, Trump never lets facts get in the way of a good story. Believe me, I mean, he says things and, you know, if they're not true, then he'll do everything in his power to try and make them true after he has said them. But he's completely different than almost anybody I've ever met in the world. By far the biggest ego of anybody that I've ever met. And he just, I'll give you a perfect example. Janice and I were at his, home in West Palm Beach. And it used to be owned by Meriwether Post. And you go in this one room and you look up on the wall and you see a portrait, a beautiful portrait of Meriwether Post. And you say to yourself, wow, that's impressive. Just the size of it. And then you go in the next room and there's a portrait of Donald Trump. It's twice the size of the portrait of Meriwether Post. He compounds it by he's standing out on a balcony and he's looking right down on you so that you have to look up to the Sir Donald just to see the portrait that's on the wall. I mean, Janice and I were laughing so hard walking around this house of Sir Donald. I think it had 72 bathrooms or bedrooms or whatever it was. I mean, you could get lost in there and stay for a week. So on the way out, they do accommodate guests. On the way out, I said to the girl behind the desk, I said, just out of curiosity, I said, how much does it cost to stay here? And she said, I said, on the weekend. And she said, $1,500. And I said, wow, that's not really that bad, $1,500 for a weekend here. She said, no, sir, that's $1,500 a night. I said, $1,500 a night? What do you get for that? She said, a room key.
A room key, yes. And then there's the little additional things that go along with having to stay at a hotel that everything costs. Oh, okay. So the Donald, is we'll just see. And you really don't think they're going to play at Doral. That's, I mean, what you just said there is huge. Playing at Doral, they've played at Doral for how many years has that golf course been the host of the Blue Monsters? How long was that?
Oh, almost as many years as I've been alive. So that means they've been playing there a long,
long time.
Long time.
All right. Okay, well, we're just going to have to see, because, as you said, he's not going to backpedal. Okay, when he was given the opportunity, instead of toning it down on the 6th of July this week, he said, "What can be simpler or more accurately stated? The Mexican government is forcing their most unwanted people into the United States. They are, in many cases, criminals, drug dealers, and rapists." And just amazing that he, you know, just won't stop talking about it instead of letting it drop and go away. But this is not going to go away. All right, Bob's, you're on the way. Bob and Janice Self, the Grill Room Golf Show on TuneIn. It's also online, the Grill Room Golf Show. Are you going to the Open?
We're flying out tomorrow. That's why we're down in Atlantic City, spending a little time with my brother and his wife, a couple of days down here. Then we go to JFK. We're flying into Aberdeen. Of course, Janice lived over there for several years, so she knows the countryside real well. And then we're going to drive down to St. Andrews, and the Hall of Fame ceremony is on Monday. We'll be there for that. And then, of course, the Open Championship begins on Thursday. And, you know, there are Open Championships, but an Open Championship at St. Andrews is in a completely different league. It's one of the most magical little villages on this entire planet. It's just incredible, the electricity and the mood of golf. You know, I mean, it is the birthplace of golf, but it's just so special how, you know, the village turns into the golf course almost seamlessly. I mean, you step off this main street there and you're on the first tee. So for those that have never been and people that love the game of golf, I highly recommend that they make the trip over to St. Andrews, Scotland. There's so many other great golf courses, but you owe it to yourself. If you love the game, you got to go to St. Andrews at least once.
Excellent. It's I was going to go. my grandson had. I'm going to go visit him instead of going to the Open, and that's it's important. You know, grandchildren, they're very important. TheGrillRoom.com is where you can find Bob Bupka and Alex Maselli. And they do the show called The Grill Room Golf Show, and they don't agree on anything. And that's what that's the beauty of this show. You and Alex were talking about whether or not Tiger was getting his game back. And I thought it was funny listening to you say that you had hope, and Alex just shot you down. Tell us, with Rory out with that ankle injury, and that's, you know, terrible. Who are you watching? Spieth?
Well, you know, I think Danielle, and you ask a great question. As always, you know, the added pressure on Jordan Spieth. I mean, having won the first two majors, but I felt this way after the Masters. I thought the pressure would get to him in our U.S. Open, but he responded beautifully. Obviously, with Rory McIlroy out, it's going to be a little bit easier, not easy, but a little bit easier to maybe get that claret jug and make it three majors in a row. And then all of the excitement that would be generated when we go to Whistling Straits for the PGA of America, you know, the PGA Championship,
yeah,
would be incredible for Jordan Spieth. I don't know. You know, I mean, there's so many great players. You know, I picked Kevin Kisner to win the U.S. Open. He recently just lost in a playoff down at Greenbrier. He is going to be playing in the U.S. Open. You know, you have to pick long shots to make people think you know what you're talking about. So I'm going to do two things, Danielle. Number one, I'm going to pick Kevin Kisner to win the Open Championship, and then I'm going to pull a Bruce Jenner and show up on July 25th and be able to play free golf.
You know, it's always a pleasure talking with Bob Bupka, and you can find his show at thegrillroom.com, powered by Golf Week. I love it with Alex Maselli. I listen to you every week, and I love talking with you on the show. Thanks for being on.
Hey, it's an honor and a privilege. You do a great job, Danielle, and a good service to the people of Hawaii and elsewhere that love this game of golf. And hopefully we have a great Open Championship, and I look forward to talking to you next week.
Next week.
If you can squeeze me in from St. Andrews.
Of course I am.
All right.
So talk to you next week. Okay.
Thanks, hon. Bye-bye.
I found this great book. It's called The Ten Commandments of Golf Etiquette, How to Make the Game More Enjoyable for Yourself and for Everyone Else on the Course. Now, when you think of etiquette books and rules books, you go, okay, here we go. And it gets really complicated. But no, see this, I was reading this and I'm lying on my bed and I'm reading and I'm thinking, I want to get on the golf course right now and I want to go play. We're going to talk to the author of the 10 Commandments of Golf Etiquette. I like 10A. There is a 10A. By the way, it's from Roland Marullo, author of 14 books and contributing writer of Golf World or for Golf World. He's standing by. We're going to thank the people who make this show possible. We'll be back right after this.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
It was our office manager's birthday, and she loves golf. So we decided to get together for golf at Poipu Bay, and we invited a bunch of our customers. It turned into a party. The clubhouse restaurant made a fabulous lunch. The customers had a great time and met the people they give orders to. They were golf buddies long before the 19th hole. Golf at Poipu Bay. Family, friends, business, and fun at Poipu Bay Golf Course on Kauai's South Shore. Spectacular. Call 742-8711 and book your tee time, get together, or event at Poipu Bay. That's 742-8711. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Gem.
I've never had an eagle.
Heck, I've never had a birdie.
I would not recognize just for fun of it.
I've never played a round of golf.
But I support the first tee.
It's teaching my daughter important values.
It gets them off the couch.
He's more patient, focused.
Self-confident.
He's just a happier kid.
At the first tee, we teach kids important values they can take with them from the golf course to their communities and to the rest of their lives.
I didn't know a little golf ball could make such a big difference.
Visit thefirsttee.org to learn more.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club, but you don't know which one to choose? That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to the golf club.
We are KPUA Hilo, KGU-FM, Honolulu, KGU-AM, Honolulu, KONI, Lanai City, KTOH, Kalaheo, and you can always find us at RadioGolfClub.com, streaming live and archived forever and ever. Back to 2006, all the shows are there. Roland Marullo is the author of 14 books. He's at RolandMarullo.com. He's a contributing writer, Golf World, GolfWorld.com, and he has a passion for golf. Yes, he does. He wrote one book called Passion for Golf, but I think the one that must really show who he really is Taking the Kids to Italy, a hilarious account of a Marullo family trip to Italy. Welcome to the show, Roland.
Thanks, Danielle. Good to be here.
So I'm serious. I got your 10 Commandments of Golf Etiquette. And I'm thinking, okay, I've got to read this, you know. And it's such a nice pamphlet. It's not intimidating. It's very, very simple. And let me just put one thing in your mind, people. One of the commandments is, thou shalt be safe. Thou shalt be safe. And I'm reading along, and I'm reading, and it says, if someone behind you or on another hole yells, four, don't look up, cover your head or the back of your neck and turn away. And I thought to myself, when somebody says four, I look up to see where it is.
Very dangerous thing to do, Danielle.
But it isn't that, I mean, think about it, folks. When you're, you know, when you hear four, do you automatically turn away and cover your head? That's what you're supposed to do to stay safe. So, Roland, how did you come up with these commandments?
My older daughter, both my girls play golf. They're 17 and 14, and the older one has a boyfriend. And we took him out on the course a couple of times and, you know, took him to the driving range and got him a lesson. And I realized that it's important to learn how to play and how to hit the ball, obviously, but there's so many little things that a person who's been golfing for a while knows that it would take me forever to explain to him. So I thought, let me write him a little book. So I ended up writing this book that has no swing advice whatsoever in it. But it's all the little things. Being safe is one of them. Pace of play is one of them. How to mark your ball properly on the green. It's just the little things that golfers know after years of playing that would take you a long, long time to explain to somebody in person.
Yeah, and you write it in such a way that, I mean, when I said I wanted to go play golf, you know, how to properly take a drop, what constitutes a hazard and what can and cannot be done there. So how to take penalty strokes, all those, you have an appendix. So
there's the basic rules in the appendix and some basic terminology. I think, you know, those of us who love the game and have played a lot, we kind of take a lot of that stuff for granted. Like, you're in a sand trap, you know, most of us will rake the trap. But when you walk out of the trap, you know, tap the sand off the bottoms of your shoes, that kind of little thing, it just makes life more pleasant for everybody on the course.
Now,
and pace of play is a big one. You know, that's really a big thing these days.
Before we go to pace of play, but when you said tap the sand off your shoes, you explain why that's important in the book. Why is it important?
Well, the sand is often going to stick to your shoe, the bottom of your golf shoes, and then you walk up on the green and you're leaving these tracks of sand, and they may not be in your putting line, but the next person who comes along is going to have a, you know, they may have a putt they really want to make, and it bounces through the sand that you left there. So a lot of little stuff like that. Some of it has to do with safety. Some of it's just courtesy. Even how to treat the, usually a young woman who's on the food cart, you know, how to treat that person.
There you go. It's the Ten Commandments of Golf Etiquette, how to make the game more enjoyable for yourself and for everyone else on the course. And the gentleman is Roland Marullo, and illustrations by John Rico. And on the front of the book, you'll say, why in the world is there a turtle?
I love that illustration. When I saw that, John doesn't play golf, and I just gave him a rough idea, and he came up with that. And I love to see that picture of a turtle carrying a golf bag, and if you flip the book over, there's four people who are pretty angry behind the turtle.
And that goes to pace of play, which I want to go back to now. And pace of play is important. And explain about letting people play through.
I mean, you know, I personally have no problem with anybody being on the golf course. Some people are better than others. Some people move more quickly than others. Some people are physically, it's difficult for them to move quickly. That's all fine, as long as you occasionally take a glance backward and make sure you're not the turtle holding up a whole bunch of groups behind you. And then you wave the person on, you make sure they acknowledge your wave, and you move to a safe place so they can hit through. And if somebody waves you through, you know, these are little things. If somebody waves you through, you say, thank you, have a nice day. You know, that, it just makes the whole experience more pleasant. I played yesterday and we in a twosome, and we were behind four guys who were the turtles, and, you know, 11 holes of waiting 2 or 3 minutes to hit every shot, it takes a little bit of the fun out of it.
Yeah. Did you ask them if you could play through?
We never got close enough. You know, that's the problem with people like that. You can't hit into them, so by the time you get close to them, they're 100 yards ahead of you and pondering their next shot, and I don't want to yell, hey, let us go through.
See, that wouldn't be cool, people.
No.
There's a cool way of doing it, and there's a not cool. We're going to do, real quick, just let me let everybody know, we're doing the great Bridgestone Golf giveaway again. If you are the ninth caller, all you got to do is pick up the phone and call 808-296-5467. If you're on Oahu, it's just 296-5467. But if you're on the mainland and you've got, you know, a smartphone, just 808-296-5467. All you got to do is call now. And if you're the ninth caller, I will send them priority mail to you wherever you happen to be. A whole box of Bridgestone golf balls will be coming your way, made in the USA. Okay, the number again is 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. We're talking with Roland Marullo, Ten Commandments of Golf Etiquette. You called it a sand trap. Isn't that against rule etiquette?
I had that conversation recently with one of my friends at Golf Digest, and he said bunker is the appropriate term, but I grew up calling it a trap. Trap sometimes feels more appropriate, don't you think?
I do. Yes, I do. So, and then I like this one. And I've always wondered, frankly, I'm not really sure. I just lost the. It's in you have the appendix B. It's called golf terms. You know, what's a gimme? What's a double breaker? What's a hook putt? Hitting it fat, hitting it thin. All these things that you heard, and you went, I don't want to ask anybody what that means.
Yeah, exactly.
And there was one was I'm just going through the. And I kick in birdie.
Right.
What's a kick in birdie?
Close enough to the, you hit the approach shot close enough to the hole so you could actually kick it in with your foot.
Okay. You can't.
No, of course. not unless your playing partners agree that that's what you're doing. And I want to say, you know, I'm a stickler for the rules and etiquette, but I also play with guys who say, look, you know, the 2-foot putt, we'll give you that. And that's fine. If everybody agrees, I mean, it's not technically correct. But you're supposed to be having fun. And as long as you're not holding anybody up or cheating, I think it's perfectly okay.
So, and when you say it's, you know, commandment number 10 is thou shalt not cheat.
Yeah.
And I want to ask you something. If I get together with a bunch of recreational golfers and we're just together to have a good time, and we want to keep the pace of play and we're not very good. You know, I've played with beginners, and they're having a hard time, and then we just pick up the ball. You know, we don't necessarily play by the rules at that point. Do you have a problem with that?
Zero problem with that, and I say so in the book. And, you know, I played with the friend I played with yesterday takes a breakfast ball. He hits his first ball. If it isn't good, he'll say breakfast ball, and he hits another one. I don't care. You know, But if you're going to play in a tournament for money and you're fudging your handicap or something like that, that's cheating. That's a totally different thing. But it's supposed to be fun, and most people, you know, don't take it super seriously and really enjoy it.
This is the Ten Commandments of Golf Etiquette. It's for people who have never played the game and for people who have played the game for a long time and may not realize some of the things in this book. One of them that I came across that I don't think a lot of people know is, what chapter? I'm just going to go straight to it. I love the driving carefully illustration. That's a very good one. Thou shalt be courteous is number 6, and these are pages of big type. It's not difficult to read. You get it. Your writing, Mr. Marullo, is really, really good. Ronald Marullo is at ronaldmarullo.com, and here it is. Another player can ask you to mark and move your ball when it's in her line, even if it's not on the putting surface.
Exactly, but
the big but is, if your ball isn't on the green, you can't clean the ball before replacing it. How many people would know that?
Not too many. How many people would care is probably a better question. But, you know, in a tournament, you have to know. You know, I play with a guy who's been playing his whole life, and we had that. It wasn't in a tournament. And he said, can you mark your ball and lift it? I said, sure, but I can't clean it. He said, no, you can clean it. I said, no, I can't. And I had to go to the rules of golf to show my friend that it's one of those tricky little things.
Have you studied the rules of golf? I mean, you sound like you really know all of the 14.3.
I really don't. I really don't. And the appendix in this book is the ones that you come across, you know, commonly. There are so many of them. I mean, there's two people on earth who have memorized that book. But what you said earlier, Danielle, makes sense to me about, you know, you walk onto the course and if someone says something, like when I first started to play, I was fairly along in years, and the guy I was playing with said, you know, why don't you strengthen your grip and you won't be hitting a slice. And I thought he meant hold the club tighter, so I started to hold the club really tight, you know, and it didn't work, so I stopped listening to him. But
No, that's so true. I mean, there are phrases that are used in golf that make no sense.
No.
You have to be a golfer to understand what they're saying, you know?
Yeah.
And I know exactly what you mean, because when I first heard the phrase strengthen your grip, I thought exactly what you thought.
I got to go to the gym. You know?
Yeah, get stronger. But then and then they told me I have to hold it like a bird. And I'm like, now I don't know anything. I'm lost.
It's a great game, but it can be maddening on several different levels.
So should we go to your site to buy it or go anywhere we can at Amazon and all the different places?
It's on Amazon. The person who published it, a small publishing house in Massachusetts, PFP, Peter Frank Peter, PFP Publishing, you can get it there and you can get it on Amazon very easily. It's not expensive, not heavy in the bag. I think it's a little bit amusing. And I really do hope it makes it the game more enjoyable for everybody, not just the people who read it.
I think it will. And I like this from Jaime Diaz from Golf Digest. If God were to address the multitudes from atop the royal and ancient clubhouse, he'd send Arnold Palmer down with copies of this delightful little book, clear, sensible, and inviting. It will serve as both a primer for impeccable playing manners and a handy refresher. Perfect. Thank you for being on the show.
It was really my pleasure. It's a great show. Thanks a lot, Danielle.
Aloha. Well, I hope we'll talk about The Passion, the other book that you have. I've heard good things about it.
And I have Golfing with God, which might be made into a film. So someday we can talk again. That would be great.
Great. Thank you so much.
All right. Take care.
RolandMarullo.com. That's where you can find more about Roland, and it's the 10 Commandments of Golf Etiquette. And we need to thank the people who make the show possible, but first, we have to announce the Great Bridgestone Golf Ball Giveaway. Winner from Royal Kunia is Terry Yamamoto. Indeed, we'll get in touch with you, Terry, so we can send those priority mail. You should get them in a couple of days. I won't be able to get there this weekend, though. The post office isn't accepting packages. Alert Alarm of Hawaii, providing CCTV surveillance systems for both commercial and residential customers across Hawaii. These systems, you can monitor them anywhere, you know, on your smartphone, your laptop, whatever. It doesn't matter. It's Alert Alarm of Hawaii. You can check out what the dog's been up to. Your Kama'aina Video Surveillance Company. Creative Plumbing. You know, it doesn't matter whether you're a building, a shopping center, a store, a custom home, a townhouse. You need proper treatment. You need Creative Plumbing. It's got to be done right. You know, when something breaks in your house, it's like, oh no, it's water everywhere. Call Creative Plumbing and have them check things out so that that doesn't happen. Creative Plumbing. Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes. They hosted the PGA of America Grand Slam of Golf for over 10 years. An outstanding golf course for golfers of all abilities. The Poipu Bay Golf Course is Kauai's South Shore gem. And wouldn't it be cool if the Grand Slam of Golf were played there again? Although I hear they're thinking more along the lines of Maui. But hey, wherever, if it comes to Hawaii, that would be awesome. And by the way, juniors play free through August 31st at Poipu Bay Golf Course. If you're 6 to 17, tug on dad or mom's shirt sleeves and say, well, maybe when you're 17, you should just look them in the eye. Hi, I'd like to go play golf today. If you pay, I'm free. That'll work. And it's going to be, by the way, very hot and possibly muggy. And we might have some thunderstorms tomorrow because of that remnant low. That's what they call Ella now. She was a tropical depression, then a tropical storm, now merely a remnant low. Star Protection for property threat and risk assessment. Protection for your home or your business, for your concert, for your special event. Whether you're in Hawaii or in California, Star Protection's what you need. I thank you for your mana, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. And you can always listen to us at RadioGolfClub.com. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2015.